Happy Resurrection Sunday, eh?
Resurrection,
that's the word we're celebrating here today, but what does it mean? Come on now, what does it mean? Well, one of the scripture passages has the angelic figure saying to the disciples, don't look for him among the dead. Well, then somehow resurrection isn't going to be found in a cemetery, right? It's going to be found among the living. That's the only opposite possibility. The other thing is that it's not look for him, or you have looked for him, it's in the present, it's not in the past. Look for him among the living. So resurrection is a reality that takes place. Now, in reading the scriptures, we don't really have a clarity. First of all, Jesus walks through walls, so he can't be corporeal. Yet he eats fish, so he must be corporeal. People met him several times, and they didn't recognize him from one to another, so he didn't look the same. So the whole idea of resurrection is a mystery. But I will say to you, you and I at this very moment are experiencing resurrection. How do I mean that? Look to your right, look to your left, look ahead of you and behind you. You are in the presence of the risen Christ. Why do I say that? Well, first of all of you are believers. You would not have left the comfort of your homes this morning to come all the way here unless in some way you believe the importance of Jesus of Nazareth. You somehow, and I do too, believe that this person has given us something that we really basically need and want. And what is it? Well, first of all, what is the teaching of Jesus? Quite simply, he experienced God as Abba, Daddy, a loving God, and something that broke barriers. He actually believed that God loved everybody. And Jesus' ministry among his own religion, which was Jewish, was to remove the distinction between clean and unclean, good and bad people, the saint and the sinner. For Jesus, every saint was a sinner, and every sinner was a saint. Jesus actually believed that God loved everybody. And that's what he wants his disciples to understand. We belong to each other. We are actually all brothers and sisters. That's the message. And that's what he taught his disciples. And so what I say is, you right now are experienced because we are all, to some degree or another, believers in the power of this person's message to bring about a better world, a world in which there would be greater honesty, there would be greater transparency, there would be greater care for each other, there would be less war and violence, there would be care. That's what we believe. That's why we're here. That we believe that following this person, and I'm saying that then, well, the resurrected Jesus is present here, right now. And I'll tell you, first of all, we gather to eat the body of his work. We listen to his words. We listen to his teachings. We listen to his examples. And we also listen to people who over the ages have tried to follow Jesus. And we listen to them too, because they all believed in their time they were in the presence of resurrection. They were in the presence of the living Christ. In and through themselves. That's the important thing. In and through themselves. Not out there, but in and through themselves. Because Jesus said, where two or more gather, that's where I'm going to be in your midst. I'm going to be with you, through you. And then, of course, we also drink of the blood of Jesus, his life. What was his life? We do the same thing here. At least we're challenged to do it, and we do it with varying degrees of success. But we know that there's a real something to call, and it's we welcome one another. We forgive one another. We nourish one another. We heal one another. We celebrate love relationships with one another. We call forth people who are gifted to serve in Jesus' name. The same things he did. We call them sacraments, but we do them for and with each other so that that presence is celebrated. You know, last night, poor Deb, our pastor, carried that 25-pound candle from there where it was lit through the congregation. Why did she do that? The idea is the risen Christ is in us. It's not in a tabernacle. It's not out there. It's in and through us. That's the living resurrection. Christ is midst in our midst. Sisters and brothers, for those of you who have come here for possibly the first time or a time that you haven't been for a while, you notice we did a strange ritual at the very beginning. We bowed to the amble and we said, the presence of God. It's really the presence of the resurrected Christ when the word is proclaimed. And then we bow to the altar as a symbol of the sacraments, the welcoming, the forgiving, the healing, the celebrating love relationships among us, the calling forth of ministry. But most importantly, the last one is we bow to each other. The resurrection lives in and through you and I gathered in the name of Jesus. And then with the energy to go out and make a difference by living his teachings, his way in this world. It's so nice to be in the resurrection.